It's super sweet to have on the other end of the phone on Static on 2SER this evening, Kyle from King Tuff. How's things?
It's great.
Good to hear. It's been a long time since you were here in Australia, 5 years and even 4 years since the last album, Black Moon Spell, so it's good to hear from you in 2018.
Too long.
Did you spend some time laying low? Did you actually take some time out from music in those years?
I did, you know. I had to get back in touch with the squirrels, you know, so I spent some time with the squirrels.
But as I understand it, you were kind of a bit burnt out or didn't know how to proceed after touring the last record, Black Moon Spell. Did you hit the reset button somewhat?
Yeah, you know, I was just kind of, yeah, I was at the end of my rope, and I had to get back in touch with why I started doing it in the first place, namely for the squirrels.
But were you also a bit sick of being the band and the persona of King Tuff? Did you kind of find that was all encompassing for a while there?
Yeah, I mean, I just found that people had this idea about me that I wasn't necessarily who I was, so really, with this album, I'm trying to show a little bit more of my real self.
Kyle, you were saying 5 years ago when you were here on our show that there was this public perception of you as a party monster when, you know, in actual fact, you were a non-drinker and not a goofball. Like, was it kind of getting tiresome, sort of almost having to live up to people's ideas of what a garage rock band or performer should be?
I mean, the second you get placed into any kind of genre or anything like that, I mean, I never wanted to be considered garage rocker or anything like that. I don't even know what that means, really. So, you know, the people just have to put some kind of title on you. I don't know why, but I think for anyone, for any artist, that kind of thing can be frustrating.
And so did you feel you kind of had to make a big gesture or a big move to reset that then?
Yeah, I just, you know, I had to do something to break the mold a bit.
The opening track off this record is the title track, The Other. And that was also the first thing we heard off the album. Was that an important clearing the slate song for you? Was that one of the first songs that came along for the record?
Yeah, and I think, you know, that definitely served the purpose of breaking that mold because it's so different than anything else I've done. And it doesn't really sound like anything else on the record, but I really couldn't find anywhere else to put it on the record because it kind of encompassed the theme of the record and what I was trying to do.
Yeah, it definitely lays out the theme of the record, having it at the start. I mean, it's a song about finding yourself, and it reflects on your relationships with your parents. So it was actually a lot of yourself, of the real Kyle, to put into a song as well.
For sure. And it felt really good, you know. It felt good to write a song like that, and it feels good to have it out in the world. Now I feel like I can really do whatever I want.
Does your mother like the fact that it has the lyrics, "Tell my mother I love her," on it?
Oh my God, does she love it.
You're the favourite son now.
Is it?
She's playing it to all the friends, right?
Oh, definitely.
Kyle, that song also mentions your love for your 1982 blue Subaru. So, you know, there's a lot of important things in the first song alone.
Well, what's interesting about that is that when I wrote the song, I didn't even, that it was a fictional car. And then about a year later, the car actually came to me, the exact car from the song. Somebody sent me an ad for one for sale. And I flew to New Mexico and I bought it and drove it back to L.A.
Are you now regretting that you didn't write Maserati or something in that song instead of blue Subaru?
No, that's really the car I've always wanted.
Okay.
So it was it's really my dream car.
Kyle, did you talk to other musicians about how best to make this very different sounding King Tuff record? You've pulled in a fair bit of help on it, like Ty Siegel drums a lot on it. I mean, he's someone who's been good at consistently making albums that sound varied or keep resetting probably people's ideas of what he is.
Yeah, I mean, Ty is a really close friend of mine, and he's really good at getting things done, obviously. You know, the amount of records he puts out is insane. So it was really nice having him around, and he would just come over and we'd kind of just jam out, and then I started to build songs from those little jams we were having.
You also got Jetty Lewis to help out on a track that's almost like a Grand Ole Opry-style sing-along, Through the Cracks. I mean, she as well has been pretty good at constantly changing tack musically. Did she give you any sort of advice?
No, I mean, she's just another friend of mine that I hang out with in LA a lot, a total sweetheart, and I just wanted some extra vocals on the song, and I figured I might as well ask her. She's got a great voice and a great spirit. So, yeah, she just came over and did it, like, in a few minutes.
Was it also good in a way to not think about how you would play the songs out live and just get in whatever guests you wanted and make a bit more of a studio King Tough album than thinking about it in the live context?
Yeah, I mean, I built my own studio. I the whole time I'm really just exploring with sound and what I could do in there. And, you know, I'm not always a fan of live music totally replicating the CD. I like it when the live show is a bit different. So I'm not too concerned with that. You know, the live is going to be a little bit different, and I think that's cool.
The studio that you built is actually pictured inside the cover of The Other, and Kyle, it's a very cozy-looking, wood-paneled, man-cave-type studio. So was that always your dream place to work now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a roommate that was living in that room, but the whole time he was in there, I was kind of eyeing it. I was like, someday when he leaves, I'm taking that shit over. I'm taking it over.
And Kyle, for the most part, it's not a celebratory or hedonistic record in its lyrical themes either. A song like Through the Cracks examines mortality, and Circuits in the Sand laments the advent of mobile phone and digital culture and sort of its users' constant distraction. So were you thinking in bigger terms or broader brushstrokes when you were writing the lyrics too?
I mean, I'm really just writing about my life. You know, these things are kind of unavoidable to write about nowadays. Even if they are, like, you know, writing a song about cell phones is not really, it's, you know, a lot of people have done it at this point. But it's just kind of hard to ignore because it's such a part of my life and it's had such an impact on my creativity. You know, just being distracted with this the whole time, it's just hard to ignore and hard not to write about it.
Well, at least you're not saying that it took 4 years between records because you were playing Candy Crush, though, right?
I'm much more into Temple Run. You ever play that one?
Yeah, you play that on your burner, do you?
Yeah, I play it on my flip phone.
I mean, there's some love on this record, too. Raindrop Blue has got that funk strut going on and the horns from Mikkel Cronin and... yeah, it's a song about falling in love. So there is a bit of hope still in this King Tough record too, right?
Oh, there is. I think there's hope in every song, you know. It's really about getting back in touch with that inner child and the creative spirit. That's kind of the whole theme of the album. So in my mind, there's hope in every one of the songs.
And that song especially, I mean, couples are going to be sexy dancing to that one at your gigs, right?
I hope they're just straight up having sex.
So that's the real plan for touring this record, is for, yeah, a copulation in the audience is what you want.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's a free world. You only live once.
I hope you can bring this record back to Australia, because it's been too long since we've had you here. I'm fascinated to see how it's going to play out live on stage, The Other.
I really hope that I can come back down there. I had the best time when I came down there, the best people. I miss it. I miss you guys.
We'll put it out there for hopefully it to happen. But for now, Kyle, we might have a listen to the closing song off this album. We'll play No Man's Land.
Oh, great.
It's an epic. It's like your country epic.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where the album ends up. We've attained The Other, and we're kind of in this afterlife-type world.
It's a very closing credits rolling type song as well.
There you go. Strutting off into the sun.
All right, look, Kyle, I'll let you go and talk to the squirrels, but we'll hopefully see you back in Australia at some point.
Thank you.
This is No Man's Land from King Tough on Static. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
I left home, tears in my eyes.